The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The name of the parish is sent. Here is the Good Shepherd Parish. So congratulations for all of you as we celebrate the Eucharist. Is the Good Shepherd Sunday. For us, is the theme is Good Shepherd. And how fortunate we are to come and celebrate on this Sunday, nourishing ourselves with the Eucharist, the sacrament that which we will celebrate, and we are celebrating, and we are being fed now by the Word of God and the Holy Scripture. And that's why these readings are there for us today. First reading, second reading, and the Gospel. We are eating the Word of God, receiving in our minds and hearts, in our thoughts, the Word of God, the Scripture, the Holy Scripture. So that is what we are eating and chewing, trying to understand and comprehend. And that is the way God feeds us. He's feeding us. As the Good Shepherd is there, over there. Can you see the stained glass over there? There are lambs and sheep over there. How wonderful. He has the stuff on his right hand, left hand. And that tells his power and authority over all the world, creation, heaven and earth. He has the power and authority. He has the power and authority over all his creation, the human beings whom he has created in the image and likeness of God. Don't you feel how fortunate to honor and glorify him as he has created each and every one of us in his image and likeness? And he is full of love and compassion, as the gospel is telling us that he took pity. He was compassionate. And he says, "I will tend my sheep. I will take care of my sheep." In the first reading we hear about, he is scolding all the shepherds. And yes, he says, "Don't harm them, but bring them towards me again." Beautifully, the responsorial psalm we sing today is called Psalm 23. And many of us as Catholic or Christians will be familiar with Psalm 23. What does it say? "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." And we sing that song. We were singing that song. And yes, beautifully we sing. And I also sing, and I am very much impressed with that song. And for any funeral, that song is there reminding me that Lord is my shepherd and there is nothing I shall want. So there is another version which I will try to sing. I do not have very good voice, but one line only I will sing. So bear with me, okay? Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. All of you know this beautiful song reminds us all the presence of God in our life, no matter what happens. So he is our good shepherd. The language I know where I grew up, this is the way we were singing when I was growing up. Yeesu hai sachcha gadriya, uski hum bhede hain, hari charayon mein hame charata hai. So that is the language where I grew up. So I come from the land where it is many, many miles away, and I'm here to celebrate the Mass. I feel fortunate to be in this church as a Good Shepherd Sunday. I begin. So I'm just imagining about that place where I came from, where I had chance to take care of the cows and oxens, grazing them. How many of you have chances like that? Yes, some of you have. Yes, thank you. Yes, yeah, some of you have here to graze and take them to the green pastures and feed them and fresh water from the spring. Yes, they will be drinking. How wonderful the concept of Jesus Christ is showing us the Good Shepherd, how he can be. I remember I will have always a stick on my hand. And in other hand, I will have the slingshot. Have you know? Do you know slingshot? Yes. And yes, David, when he was little, yes, he has the slingshot. Yes, and he threw it to hit the Goliath, the big giant, big evil. But when the grace of God is with a little one, even can win you. And that is what God is. So David became the king. And yes, he was chosen, anointed by God. And he fought the fight for all Israelites. So yes, as a shepherd, he knows how that the shepherd loves each and every animal. He knows the name. He takes care of them. What they need, what kind of color. So like you take care of the dogs here as a pets. They understand the meaning of that. If you love them, they will love you back. If you hate them, they will hate you back. They know how to bark, huh? Yes, they know how to bark. Yeah. So they know the love, what love you have. And they can understand. So the same it is with the taking care of the cows and oxen and sheep. I have to know their names. And I have to take care, lead them in the green pasture. Where the green grass is there, they can be fed. And yes, sometimes they know that they are greedy also. Sometimes they want to go where the vegetables and fresh flowers or fresh things are there. They will like to go over there and chew them up. And then, yes, you have to say no. Power and authority is there with the stuff. Power and authority is there with that stuff that, yes, you have to protect them. You have to tell them this is wrong. No, you cannot do that. Yes, that is what our God is. He tells us what is right, what is wrong through the scriptures. Through our scriptures, he tells us. He has the power and authority. But yes, why I was having the slingshot? Always these animals can be going anywhere. They are very tender. They can be lost also, and they can be victim of different wild animals also. What kind of animals? Lions. Lions, tigers, grizzly bears, coyotes, foxes. Yeah, they know how innocent and lovely animals are there, and they can prey on them easily. They have the traps everywhere. And yes, they know how to misuse. But yes, this is life cycle God has created us. But again, as a good shepherd, he knows how to protect them. That's why the slingshot. Yeah, the slingshot is there. So we will use that slingshot to chase away all the jackals or anything. Sometimes the stuff, the stick you will use. And that is your weapon. So that is the way God uses. He has rules and regulations, the commandments. And everything, he has the power and authority, and that is given at present to the Pope, to the bishops, to the priest, to the deacons, to all of us, that we all of us are in charge of something. The power and authority, the rules and regulations, the commandments, and everything is there that we want to follow, obey in the right path, and go in the green pasture to be fed. And that is what our system of the old Catholic Church and the liturgy and everything is aiming, that the people of God will be taken care lovingly, tenderly, and also given the direction, what is right, what is wrong. And that is the work of the Good Shepherd. Sometimes, yes, the Pope or the bishops or the priest can fail as a human beings, but God is the Good Shepherd. He will not fail. God wants to direct our lives each and every time. Jesus felt so bad for the people in today's gospel because they had no one to shepherd them. He mourns also for them. The world can be a confusing place sometimes. Life can be challenging. Governments can be challenging. And that is what we hear in the first reading. He's chastising the shepherds, those who violate the consciences for the claim in the greater good. So historically, this has always been resulted in people participating in hidden immoral agendas. We witnessed the happening of the last century with the two extremes of fascism and communism, different kind of ideologies and philosophies of life, the relativism and all those things, they lead us away from God. Most people of Germany did not have full knowledge of what is happening in the Nazi camps, in the concentration camps, that they were persecuting the Jewish people and other people because they have different agendas. But yes, they had a share of the guilt of the present country, present nations also, because of the name of the national pride. They allowed bad shepherds to guide them. But at the same time, there are very good shepherds in Germany, everywhere. People like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who stood up for the truth and died leading people to the Lord. So there are many good shepherds as well. There are bad shepherds as well. And how we choose. But more than that, Jesus Christ is our shepherd. He knows the needs of the people. He knows the hunger of the people. And yes, he gives us the shelter. What should we do when we are confronted with what is presented as a small moral sacrifice for what is claimed to be the greater national good? Sometimes you may not be happy with your own politicians. Sometimes you will be challenged with own understanding that you love the country, you have invested for the country, and yes, you love America. It's a beautiful place for the people to live. The freedom, the pursuit of happiness, and the life, respect, equality. But yes, we know there are things which may not happening the way what the God wants. The wolves and coyotes and lions and grizzly bears can be devouring when we are not careful. So we ourselves need a shepherd to guide us. We have our own, our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, whom we listen, whom we follow, whom we eat and drink through the sacraments. And how fortunate when we are able to do so, that he protects us from taking away and be devoured by the evil of different kinds in the world. So be grateful, come to God, feed yourself as much as you can, pray as much as you can, and God will bring you, make you strong in the green pastures where he will give the peace and joy. You must have seen the lake, the ocean, the brooks, the springs. Just imagine the little water is flowing. The spring is flowing, how wonderful it makes noise, and it is very nice. We eat, we drink, we admire that beautiful water. But just imagine that ocean, the big ocean, the lake. It is scary also, but it is peaceful if nothing is disturbing the peaceful water. If nothing is disturbing, there is not a cyclone or anything happening in the ocean. They are very kind and loving. But if something they get disturbed, then we know how they become giant, evil, strong. They can lose any kind of peace that is deep within. But God has created all these things and he is in control. And sometimes, yes, we as a human beings, we fail to understand, and we fail as a human beings. But he is inviting us to be perfect, like a heavenly Father is perfect. So from bubbling brooks to the great ocean, it is so peaceful to look at the water. We let go of our stress of different kinds. We just focus on beauty before us. The psalm speaks about restful waters where God leads us. We can help others find those restful waters by encouraging them to be who they are, were meant to be, unique reflections in the likeness and image of God. There is a peace in being true to yourself. So beautiful lamb, innocent lamb, sincere lamb, that is what we want, and we want to be like that. Honest, loving, kind towards God, trusting in Him. And that is the way He restores our souls. He knows the hunger. He knows what is happening deep within our hearts. And when we surrender, then we feel the peace and joy deep within our hearts. When we celebrate the sacraments, we feel that joy and peace in our hearts. Otherwise, yes, yeah, the world can be challenging. We can be facing so many stresses of different kinds. As a human beings, we are frail. Sometimes people carry such guilt for a long time that they give up on God. They give up easily on God. And that is what we see all around the world today. Young people, many, they feel lost. They do not know which shepherd is my shepherd, which shepherd is whose shepherd. They cannot understand sometimes. You and me, each and every one of us are shepherds, those who are parents and godparents and grandparents. All of us are shepherds in our own way. We have little power and authority in our own houses, in our own community, in our own lives. We are all shepherds. We take care of the family. We take care as a good husband and good wife, taking care of our own families. Some are teachers, some are professors, some are doctors, some are engineers, some are so many talents God has given to us. How do we nourish and nurture ourselves? And we ask ourselves, who is my shepherd? Whom do I follow? Who leads me in the green pasture? That is the question for all of us. And how lovely that when we are led by our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. So let us ask ourselves today that how He wants to nourish and nurture us, feed us with His own body and blood, the sacraments, the Holy Scriptures, and the Eucharist, and our community itself, that how we love one another, how we practice our faith, how loving and joyful we are, honest we are in our journey of faith. Let us ask God's blessing. That is, the grace of God always protects us, always blesses us. So it is the grace of God which we are looking for, which we are praying for one another, which we ask the mercy of God and forgiveness of God in our own life. Let us be grateful. Be fed on the Holy Scripture each and every time through our prayers, through our devotions, through our participation on the Eucharist, the Holy Mass, the singing and praising. May God bless each and every one of us, that God is our good shepherd, whom we trust. There is nothing I shall want. May God bless you. Amen.